Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mark, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you? Long time no chat.
I'm doing well. I've got a lot of anticipation for tonight. I know preseason games, we usually yawn, but I want to see if Summers can follow it up. I'm looking forward to the starters and seeing what Aaron Rodgers does a little bit with this offense, a little more motion, a few more things added to it. And, I've got a lot of these little questions in my mind. What are you looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, I want to just see some clean offense. I mean, the first-team offense against the Packer defense has been really spotty at best. They've made some plays, but in competitive drills, be it 2 minute, move the ball, it's been a struggle. So, I thought at times, Kizer and Boyle were able to do some things with this offense. And, the Kizer drive in the second quarter last week was really well executed. So, we keep hearing from LaFleur, it's a work in progress. And I tend to believe they're making a little progress, but, now we got to see it out of the one. So I'm really interested in that. And there's a whole bunch of guys that, yeah, you mentioned Summers. I'm looking forward to seeing if they can stack successes like Darius Shepherd. And if he stacks successes, then I think Trevor Davis and Jamon Moore might be stacking boxes in a couple of weeks. So stuff like that will keep my attention.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. When it comes to the wide receiving position, if they keep four tight ends, are they only keeping six wide receivers in your opinion?
That's a big number, yeah. I mean, in the backfield, it's probably going to be three running backs and one fullback, I would think. So that could give them some flexibility to keep the extra tight end. And, if you're going six wide receivers, I just did a piece, my station up here, kind of a six-pack. It's what scouts do on a two or three times a week. They rank players one through six at every position. Then they debate who's moving up, who's moving down. And they do this exercise almost every other day. So my six wide receivers in a row were Adams. I have Kumerow second. He's just that good. MVS is third. I think I had Allison and Shepard, four and five. And six is EQ. And, and that leaves, Jamon and Davis, on the outside looking in. So six is probably a number that I think Matt LaFleur is going to really seriously consider.
Talking about Jamon Moore, I mean, I know people are quick to say, you know what, it's time to get rid of the experiment. Is it just that bad? I mean, you're talking about a guy that was really highly thought of coming out of the draft last year, that if they could just get him to get his hands on the ball a little bit more, he's tough to bring down after the catch, and he's got all the tools. But is this just where you can look at him and go, this guy can't catch the football?
Yeah, I mean, it gets to his hands. It just doesn't stay in his hands. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, he had a really good practice this week and flash, and everybody talked to him. Hey, Jamon, this is it. You're making the surge now. But it might be too late. The inconsistencies are just too hard to overcome. Dropped a TD against Houston, caught a TD against Houston. So they just can't live with that, Bill. So, they're going to look for more consistency. And unless he goes crazy the last couple weeks and has a huge game tonight, he's in trouble.
So, defensively speaking, we're going to see a few more of the starters, but give me your thoughts right now on the depth at the linebacking position. I know that they talked about Oren Burks, and I know they kind of hope to get him back later this season, but, you talk about a torn pectoral muscle, or at least an alleged torn pectoral muscle. That's not anything you're going to recover from and be strong from anytime soon. So how bad are they right now? Do you think they're bringing in another middle linebacker once cutdown day happens?
No, I think that's a real possibility. Burks is almost certainly going to make the 53 and then go immediately on IR, so we'll see him mid to late October. Bolton and Summers are the two next in line, and they're awfully green. Bolton has been working a lot with the one, so I think that's going to be a position that Duty looks really hard at once he sees the waiver wire in a couple weeks.
So defensively up front, guys we're looking forward to is Montrevious Adams. Can he step up? Obviously, the new guys, Preston Smith and Zadarius Smith. You talk about those guys coming into this situation. Dean Lowry, they're hoping to get more out of him even. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to this, but how good do you think this defense can be?
They're good. They're giving LaFleur's, you know, whiz kid system all kinds of trouble. Every day at practice, Zadarius Smith is unblockable. Even David Bakhtiari got beat twice on one-on-ones last week, and that got everybody's attention. I think Preston Smith is not quite as good as advertised. I was expecting a little more out of him, but he's certainly going to be in there. You know, Adams has made a big jump, and Lowry and Clark, I think, are solid. Kenny's verge of Pro Bowl. That front seven, outside of the inside backers, I think is going to be really, really formidable for the Packers. I think, you know, that's going to be the strength, and the way the young corners are getting their hands on balls in camp, that kind of pressure will lead to takeaways and to some breakups. So that's where they're going to hang their hat, obviously, is really make the quarterbacks uncomfortable as soon as possible.
Talking to Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay, our fine affiliate up there, and looking at offensively speaking now, I want to talk about the offensive line. Bakhtiari, if Bakhtiari goes down, because that's one of the biggest concerns I have, if he goes down, who is the guy that can fill the bill over there at the left tackle position?
That's not
a very confident giggle.
No. Yeah. Alex Light is the swing tackle. He's made a jump from year one to year two and made Jason Spriggs expendable. Good Lord, a second round guy that cost him a lower two and a four, and he flamed out fast. But Light is hanging in there. After that, boy, I'm not sure. You know, Light's been working primarily right side because they give Brian Bulaga a lot of old man rest in camp. So, and he's been okay. The front five, I'm fine. Keep them together. Keep them healthy. Harder, you know, it's easier said than done. Somebody's going to go down at some point. But, you know, Lucas Patrick, McCray, Elton Jenkins, I think are your three front runners for the backup positions. And so they're going to have to find somebody that can play tackle if worse comes to worse.
What about Cole Madison? Where is he at? Because I know when he came in and did the OTAs and mini camps, he looked really good before obviously taking off last season. How has he progressed?
He's kind of a mauler in there. A lot of mental errors, assignment errors, and things like that right now. They tried him at center. That was a disaster. I've never seen so many airmailed shotgun snaps. So he's just going to stay, I think, in a guard position. Perfect practice squad player, and I think he'll be fine with that. You know, he sat out a year, and now he's going to sit and learn a year, and I think that's fair.
Here's the big question, and I get asked this all the time, and we've talked about it. They really haven't done a lot to change the offense when it comes to personnel. We're hoping Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison. I think Geronimo Allison, last year I was watching him in camp and coming into the season, I thought he had all the chops to really make a big step before he ended up getting hurt. So with all that and the weaponry that they have, everything's just coming back. Realistically, how much better is this offense?
I think it can be okay. I think the X factor is Aaron Jones, to tell you the truth. If they do stay committed to the run, and he is as good as a one-cut guy and gets to the second level, he can be dangerous. But more importantly, I think Jones is going to be a 40 to 50 catch guy out of the backfield. He's going to be moving a lot. If you watch the Rams, they are shifting and motioning Gurley almost every snap. We're seeing plenty of that with Jones. I think he's going to be a really key piece to all of this. And if they can run the ball, I think they've got receivers that can win. Adams can win. I think Kumerow can win. And I still think Jimmy Graham can win. He made a fantastic play this week on a deep ball. And I think if they can wake him up and really get him productive, this offense is going to be good. I think it's going to take a while. Get ready for some low-scoring slugfest early in the season until these guys get oiled up. But I think in due time, I think there's a lot of creativity in LaFleur's plan. It has Rodgers engaged, and I think if they can execute it and be productive on the ground, it's going to open things up, and they can be pretty fun to watch.
Last question, and this is the one that everybody's been fielding, so I've saved it for last. But are you done talking about the Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I mean, I'm so over it by now.
Yeah, it was a national guy that came in this week, and he brought it up after it's been brought up three or four times already in camp. Yeah, I'm done with it. yeah, Rodgers knows who the boss is. He knew who the boss was last year. He just didn't like the boss and was tired of the boss. But he understands who the boss is. And the next guy that asks him, how are you getting along with LaFleur, how are you communicating with LaFleur, is either going to get a broken camera, broken microphone, or a broken nose.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, I guess, the best way to put it.
I think Aaron is really ready for that. He bit his lip and tried to be funny about it, you know, the other day, and it's getting harder and harder for him to do that.
Always good stuff, Mark. Enjoy the game tonight. I look forward to talking to you throughout the season. Okay, pal?
All right. See you, Bill.
Appreciate it, man. There you go. Mark Daniels from WNFL in Green Bay joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.